load dish 10.3. Akari Altic gene control, purposes, and general principles. Within a single bacterial cell, genes are reversibly induced and repressed by transcriptional control in order to adjust the cell's enzymatic machinery to its immediate nutritional and physical environment. Single-cell eukaryotes, such as yeasts, also possess many genes that are controlled in response to environmental variables, e.g., nutritional status, oxygen tension, and temperature. Even in the organs of higher animals, for example, the mammalian liver, some genes can respond reversibly to external stimuli such as noxious chemicals. In general, however, metazoan cells are protected from immediate outside influences, that is, most cells in metazoans experience a fairly constant environment. Perhaps for this reason, genes that respond to environmental changes constitute a much smaller fraction of the total number of genes in multicellular organisms than in single-celled organisms. The most characteristic and exacting requirement of gene control in multicellular organisms is the execution of precise developmental decisions, so that the right gene is activated in the right cell at the right time during development of the many different cell types that collectively form a multicellular organism. In most cases, once a developmental step has been taken by a cell, it is not reversed. Thus, these decisions are fundamentally different from bacterial induction and repression. In executing their genetic programs, many differentiated cells, e.g., skin cells, red blood cells, lens cells of the eye, and antibody-producing cells march down a pathway to final cell death, leaving no progeny behind. The fixed patterns of gene control leading to differentiation serve the needs of the whole organism, and not the survival of an individual cell. Most genes in high eukaryotes are regulated by controlling their transcription. Direct measurements of the transcription rates of multiple genes in different cell types have shown that regulation of transcription initiation is the most widespread form of gene control in eukaryotes, as it is in bacteria. The simplest and most direct method of measuring transcription rates is to expose cells for a brief time, e.g., 5 minutes or less, to a labeled RNA precursor, and then determine the amount of labeled nuclear RNA formed by its hybridization to a clone DNA. This method can be used to determine transcription rates in cultured cells, but is not practical in whole animals because the amount of labeled RNA obtained is insufficient for accurate measurements. Even with cultured cells, a second method called nascent chain analysis or run-on analysis often is preferred. In this method, nuclei are isolated from cells and allowed to incorporate 32P from labeled ribonucleoside triphosphates directly into nascent growing RNA chains to produce highly labeled RNA preparations, figure 1022. Relative transcription rates determined either by labeling of cultured cells or of isolated nuclei are nearly the same, indicating that the polymerase molecules that are active at the time nuclei are taken from intact cells continue to function during incubation of isolated nuclei. The results of run-on analyses illustrated in Figure 1023 show that transcription of many genes encoding proteins expressed specifically in hepatocytes, the major cell type in mammalian liver, is readily detected in nuclei prepared from liver, but not in nuclei from brain or kidney. Since the run-on assay measures RNA synthesis, these results indicate that differential synthesis of liver-specific proteins is regulated by controlling transcription of the corresponding genes in different tissues. Similar results have been obtained in run-on experiments with other cell types and a wide variety of tissue-specific proteins, indicating that transcriptional control is common in complex organisms. Regulatory elements in eukaryotic DNA often are many kilobases from start sites. The basic principles shown to control transcription in bacteria apply to eukaryotic organisms as well. In most cases, transcription is initiated at a specific base pair in the template DNA or at alternative sites within a few base pairs. Transcription is controlled by transacting proteins, transcription factors, binding at CIS acting regulatory DNA sequences. These proteins are equivalent to the repressors and activators that control transcription of bacterial operons. However, transcriptional control in eukaryotes involves considerably more complex processes than in prokaryotes. In particular, CIS acting DNA control elements and eukaryotic genomes often are located much farther from the promoter they regulate than is the case in prokaryotes. In some cases, transcription factors that regulate expression of protein-coding genes in higher eukaryotes bind at regulatory sites tens of thousands of base pairs, either upstream or downstream from the promoter. As a result of this arrangement, transcription from a single promoter may be regulated by binding of multiple transcription factors to alternative control elements, permitting complex control of gene expression. For example, alternative transcription control elements regulate expression of the mammalian gene that encodes transthyretin TTR, which transports thyroid hormone in blood, the cerebrospinal fluid, and extracellular fluid. Transthyretin is expressed in hepatocytes, which synthesize and secrete most of the blood serum proteins, and in choroid plexus cells in the brain, which secrete cerebrospinal fluid and its constituent proteins. The control elements required for transcription of the TTR gene were identified by the procedure outlined in Figure 1024. In this experimental approach, DNA fragments with varying extents of sequence upstream of a start site are cloned in front of a reporter gene in a bacterial plasmid using recombinant DNA techniques. Reporter genes express enzymes that are easily assayed in cell extracts. Commonly used reporter genes include the E. coli LACZ gene encoding the galactosidase, an E. coli gene encoding the enzyme chloramphenicol acetyltransferase CAT, and the firefly gene encoding luciferase, which converts energy from ATP hydrolysis into light. By constructing and analyzing a 5-deletion series upstream of the TTR gene, researchers identify two control elements that stimulate reporter gene expression in hepatocytes, but not in other cell types. One region mapped between 1.85 and 2.0 kilobytes upstream of the TTR gene start site, the other mapped between the start site and 200 base pairs upstream. Further studies demonstrated that alternative DNA sequences control TTR transcription in choroid plexus cells. Thus, alternative control elements regulate transcription of the TTR gene in two different cell types. We examine the basic molecular events underlying this type of eukaryotic transcriptional control in later sections. 3. Eukaryotic polymerases catalyze formation of different RNAs. The nuclei of all eukaryotic cells examined so far, e.g., vertebrate, Drosophila, yeast, and plant cells contain three different RNA polymerases, designated I, I, and III. These enzymes initially were recognized as distinct proteins when chromatographic purification of RNA polymerase resulted in three fractions eluting at different salt concentrations during ion exchange chromatography, Figure 1025. The eukaryotic RNA polymerases also differ in their sensitivity to amanitin, a poisonous cyclic octopeptide produced by some mushrooms. Polymerase I is very insensitive to amanitin. Polymerase I is very sensitive, and polymerase II has intermediate sensitivity. Each eukaryotic RNA polymerase catalyzes transcription of genes encoding different classes of RNA. Polymerase I is located in the nucleolus and is responsible for synthesis of precursor rRNA pre-rRNA, which is processed into 28s, 5.8s, and 18s rRNAs chapter 11. Polymerase III functions outside the nucleolus and transcribes the genes encoding tRNAs, 5s rRNA, and a whole array of small, stable RNAs. These latter RNAs include one involved in RNA splicing U6, and the 7s RNA of the signal recognition particle involved in the transport of proteins into the endoplasmic reticulum chapter 17. The functions of many other small RNAs produced by polymerase III are unknown at present. Polymerase I catalyzes transcription of all protein-coding genes, that is, it functions in production of mRNAs. RNA polymerase I also produces four small nuclear RNAs that take part in RNA splicing. Each of the three eukaryotic RNA polymerases is considerably more complex than E. coli RNA polymerase. All three contain two large subunits and 12-15 smaller subunits, some of which are present in two or all three of the polymerases. The best characterized eukaryotic RNA polymerases are from the yeast Escherichia, and the yeast genes encoding the polymerase subunits have been cloned and sequenced. The three nuclear RNA polymerases from all eukaryotes so far examined are very similar to those of yeast polymerase genes that have been cloned and sequenced from other eukaryotes exhibit considerable homology with their yeast genes. All three eukaryotic RNA polymerases contain CoR subunits, with some sequence homology to the E. coli CoR polymerase 2BB. The largest subunit 160-220 kDa, and second largest subunit 128-150 kDa of each eukaryotic polymerase are related though distinct from each other, and are similar to the E. coli B and B subunits, respectively figure 1026. Both yeast RNA polymerase I and III contain two subunits 19 and 40 kDa that have regions of homology with the E. coli subunit. Yeast RNA polymerase I contains two copies of a different subunit 44 kDa that exhibits a somewhat more distant sequence similarity to the E. coli subunit. This extensive homology in the amino acid sequences of the CoR subunits in RNA polymerases from various sources indicates that this enzyme arose early in evolution and was largely conserved. This seems logical for an enzyme catalyzing a process so basic as copying RNA from DNA. In addition to their CoR subunits related to the E. coli polymerase subunits, all three yeast RNA polymerases contain five small common subunits 1027 kDa, two copies of one of these and a single copy of each of the others is present in each enzyme molecule. Finally, each eukaryotic polymerase has 4 to 7 enzyme-specific subunits that are not present in the other two polymerases. The functions of these multiple polymerase subunits are not understood, but gene knockout experiments in yeast indicate that most of them are essential for cell viability. Disruption of the few polymerase subunit genes that are not absolutely essential for viability results in very poorly growing cells. Thus, it seems likely that every one of the multiple subunits must be present for eukaryotic RNA polymerases to function normally. The largest subunit in RNA polymerase I has an essential carboxyl terminal repeat. The carboxyl end of the largest subunit of RNA polymerase IL contains a stretch of 7 amino acids that is nearly precisely repeated multiple times. Neither polymerase I nor III contains these repeating units. This heptapeptide repeat, with a consensus sequence of tyrosine prothr prosir, is known as the carboxyl terminal domain CTD. Yeast RNA polymerase I contains 26 or more repeats, the mammalian enzyme has 52 repeats, and an intermediate number of repeats occurs in RNA polymerase I, from nearly all other eukaryotes. The CTD is critical for viability, and at least 10 copies of the repeat must be present for yeast to survive. In cells, many of the serine and some tyrosine residues in the CTD are phosphorylated. In vitro experiments with model promoters show that RNA polymerase I with an phosphorylated CTD is used to initiate transcription, but that the CTD becomes phosphorylated as the polymerase transcribes away from the promoter. Analysis of polyteen chromosomes from Drosophila salivary glands prepared just before molting of the larva indicate that the CTD also is phosphorylated during in vivo transcription. The large chromosomal puffs in use at this time in development are regions where the genome is very actively transcribed. Staining with antibodies specific for the phosphorylated or unphosphorylated CTD demonstrated that the highly transcribed puffed regions contain RNA polymerase I with the phosphorylated CTD figure 1027. RNA polymerase I initiates transcription at DNA sequences corresponding to the 5-cap of mRNAs. As discussed earlier, bacterial RNA polymerases generally initiate transcription at a specific base within promoters lying just upstream of coding regions in the genome. Moreover, binding of repressors and activators to nearby sites are largely responsible for the transcriptional control of bacterial operons. Consequently, once eukaryotic genes began to be cloned and sequenced, determining the site of transcription initiation was a prerequisite for studying the mechanisms of transcriptional control in eukaryotes. As we saw earlier, if cultured cells are exposed to a radioactive label for very brief times, only growing mass and RNA chains are labeled, see figure 1022. Analysis of these labeled nascent transcripts permits approximate mapping of the start site, as outlined in figure 1028. One of the first transcription units to be analyzed in this way was the major late transcription unit of adenovirus. This analysis indicated that transcription was initiated at a single start site 6 kilobytes from the left end of the viral genome. The precise base pair where transcription initiates in the adenovirus late transcription unit was determined by analyzing RNA synthesized during in vitro transcription of adenovirus restriction fragments that extended somewhat upstream and downstream of the approximate initiation region determined by nascent transcript analysis. The rationale of this experiment and typical results are illustrated in Figure 1029. All of the RNA transcripts synthesized in vitro contained a RNA cap structure identical to that present at the 5 end of nearly all eukaryotic mRNAs. This 5 cap was added by enzymes in the nuclear extract, which can add a cap only to an RNA that has a 5-triiodiphosphate, see figure 11.8. Because a 5N generated by cleavage of a longer RNA would have a 5-monophosphate, it could not be capped. Thus the nucleotide capped in the in vitro RNA transcripts corresponds to the base pair at which transcription is initiated by RNA polymerase I. The sequence at the 5 end of RNA transcripts produced in vitro was found to be the same as that at the 5 end of late adenovirus mRNAs isolated from cells, see figure 1029, lower left. This finding confirmed that the capped nucleotide of adenovirus late mRNAs coincides with the transcription initiation site. Similar in vitro transcription assays with other clone eukaryotic genes have produced similar results. In each case, the start site was found to be equivalent to the 5 sequence of the corresponding mRNA. Thus, synthesis of eukaryotic mRNAs by RNA polymerase I begins at the DNA sequence encoding the 5 end of the mRNA. Today, the start site for synthesis of a newly characterized mRNA generally is determined simply by identifying the DNA sequence corresponding to the 5 end of the mRNA. This is most often done with the primer extension and nuclease protection assays, see figure 735. Summary. The primary purpose of gene control in multicellular organisms is the execution of precise developmental decisions so that the proper genes are expressed in the proper cells during development and cellular differentiation. Transcriptional control is the primary means of regulating gene expression in eukaryotes, as it is in bacteria. In eukaryotic genomes, CIS acting control elements that regulate transcription from a promoter often are located many kilobases away from the start site. In contrast, bacterial control elements generally live within 60 base pairs of the promoters they regulate. Eukaryotes contain 3 types of nuclear RNA polymerases. All 3 contain 2 large and 2 smaller CoR subunits with homology to the B, and a subunit of E. coli RNA polymerase, as well several additional small subunits. Some of these small subunits are shared, others are unique to each polymerase, figure 1026. RNA polymerase I synthesizes only pre-rRNA. RNA polymerase I synthesizes mRNAs, and some of the small nuclear RNAs that participate in mRNA splicing. RNA polymerase III synthesizes tRNAs, 5'S RNA, and several relatively short, stable RNAs. A repeated heptapeptide sequence, the carboxy terminal domain CTD, in the largest subunit of RNA polymerase I becomes phosphorylated during transcription initiation, and remains phosphorylated, as the enzyme transcribes the template. similar to bacterial RNA polymerase. RNA polymerase I usually initiates transcription of genes at a specific base pair or alternative neighboring base pairs in a DNA template. The 5-nucleotide that is capped in an mRNA corresponds to the nucleotide in the template strand at which transcription is initiated.